Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. They put new signs up in the studio today, and it's confusing me completely.
Oh, it sounded like you were going to say welcome to a new day.
Well, it is a new day, and it's a new rainy day, which is even better because we need this. We need snow, and speaking of snow, it was last night, but that's another story. Hey, I'm joined today by Frosty, producer.
Hey, good morning. I put that sign up just throw you off a little bit.
You are such a turkey.
It's worked. I tell you what, you've got up all these signs around here. You know, when the signs aren't here, of course, we can't remember what to say. But when he puts them up, and they're not exactly the same. So if you kind of like, you know, go between them. And of course, soulmate here, Linda Bott. Hi, honey.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
Top of the morning to you, and it's Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yep, that's us.
At News Talk. KQMS News Talk 1400. By the way, we are streaming live. Any one of you across the land can go to KQMS.com and hear us live.
Thousands of listeners who, as you're going into work today, you think, gosh, you know what? We want to talk and we want to listen to that last 10 or 15 minutes because it's really, really hot usually. Just going in, get on your computer there at the county and the city offices, put on your little earphones. Or, you know, of course, then you also want to do it at Reading.
Imagine Michael Jordan coming back for one more jumper.
Yes.
Can you just imagine that? Or John Elway returning to toss a final touchdown pass.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Or Nolan Ryan reappearing to throw a farewell fastball.
Yes.
Well, guess what? That's what happened in the dog world.
No.
Yep. Having just turned 10, a Sussex Spaniel called Stump.
Yeah.
Became the oldest Best in Show winner at the Westminster Kennel Club last night, ending his retirement last week and taking the big prize Tuesday night. Now, the big story behind this dog is that 2 years ago, he was in doggy hospital for 19 days and almost died. So you want to talk about a comeback.
You know, that
dog, was a huge comeback.
Dog is 70 years old in people's language. So you 70-year-old, y'all can still be best in show around the house.
That's right. Also, the other dogs that came in were Brussels Griffon, which was in the toy breed, a Scottish deerhound named Tiger Woods, a standard poodle with 94 best in show wins, and a Scottish terrier, and a pulley. And in case you've never watched, a pulley is one of those dark dogs. Usually they're black, but they've been other colors. And they have like Bob Farley.
Bob Marley.
Excuse me.
It's got that lobster hair.
I know it's a W town.
I know. Okay.
I did that yesterday.
You know what?
One of those W states.
It's those W's and M's.
Bob Marley.
Thank God we have to take a break. All right. This is Carl Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have our guest today. We're going to be, for this next segment, be talking about suicide prevention and some of the things that have happened in our city and some of the ways that we can help prevent this occurring in River City here. So Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. The segment of the show is brought to you by Robert W. Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Specializes in bankruptcy, civil and criminal courts. Rob will go in the street for you and fight for you. And Rob's going to be here tomorrow. He's going to be answering questions. This will be our Ask the Lawyer Day. We're going to do this once a month. So if you've got any questions, bankruptcy, you know, your home, anything, that's what Rob's here to do, is to help you with this. This is one of the new programs we want to have once a month to help out our listeners.
We have a very special guest in the studio this morning, Diana Clayton. She is the president of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And because of the situations that we've had in the North State here that have been tragic in the last few weeks, we felt that we had numerous emails. I'm sure it's time to really get out some pertinent information. Good morning, Diana, and thank you for being on Free Fire Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I would like one of the main reasons that I would like to talk about is the QPR gatekeeper training for suicide prevention that the National Alliance on Mental Illness sponsors. And but before I say that, our profound sympathy goes to those families that have met with that tragedy. I myself have lost a son to suicide and a sister to suicide, so I have some sympathy for that situation, and which is one of the reasons that I became a QPR licensed, certified QPR trainer, and have been working with trying to elevate the community on how to take steps to help prevent suicide. And there's some simple things that folks can do. And the QPR program is something that NAMI has adopted because it's a kind of system that can reach the needs of the average citizen. For example, it's a two-hour course, and it's designed to build the network around folks to get the suicide prevention training in a way that we get it to the families and we get it to the coaches, we get it to teachers, we get it to clergy, and we try to get that network built up so folks don't fall through the loops. And QPR is equivalent to a CPR practice. In other words, QPR is not designed to be counseling, but it is designed to entrench folks with the idea of reaching out and giving hope to people that are in that painful mode.
Did I miss what QPR stands for?
Yes, QPR stands for question, persuade, refer. It's a technique. It's an organized method of carrying that conversation to help people feel a little more comfortable about talking about suicide. Because in the classes that I have taught, and one of the reasons that NAMI adopted this, because we also teach family to family, and folks live in fear of their loved ones in a crisis situation completing suicide. So the QPR is a method, question, persuade, refer, that helps organize the way a conversation can be carried, and to ask the question about suicide, how to be persuasive in getting that individual to help, and then getting an individual to a referral, and then consequently to an assessment. But the course that we teach, it talks about suicide dialogue. And I know when Mark was on here earlier, he talked about communication in this area. And when we talk about communication in QPR, what we're trying to say is recognizing what we teach are the suicide dialogues, the indirect and direct verbal clues. And that's a trigger to ask the question, are you thinking about killing yourself? I mean, there's indirect and direct ways to do that.
That's one of the things that we do in when people are coming back from combat. We go through 4, 5, 6 days of training, and one whole day is devoted to injuring yourself, and that's one thing they train us to do. Is if you think one of your fellow Marines is going, you know, is having these thoughts, is to go right into their face and ask them directly, "Are you thinking about killing yourself?" And as you know, some people think, "Oh, you're putting it in your mind." But as we have, as has been proven, I'm sure you're going to address it here, is that that doesn't. And what it does is that they will answer, and then you can start working on it from there.
Exactly. A matter of fact, the fear, the emotional fear that people have when that situation occurs in their family is that they're walking on eggs. They're not sure what to say. And the fear, the myth, is that if I talk about it somehow, that is going to somehow influence that individual to
take that step.
In reality, what it does is it offers a sense of relief to that individual, reduces that anxiety, and opens up the communication.
There, limit. I said it. Kind of thing. Well, we have to take a break, and I know that I have questions, and when we come back, we are going to take a caller, and we'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly got the finest tobacco emporium in the North State, finest walk-in humidor. If there isn't a cigar there you want, you're not. They probably don't make them unless they come directly from Fidel Castro himself, and we don't buy those. So they also have Espresso Joe's to get you that coffee that you need at reasonable prices, and they're great Americans. It's a local store. That's where you do your business at.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we are right now in the studio is Diana Clayton, who's the president of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And, you know, as you've been giving us such pertinent information, I just want to go somewhere for a second, because so many of us are in denial. That would never happen to my family. That would never happen to, you know, my best friend or whatever. And I can say, personally, I've been touched by friends that I know that have taken their lives. So it's like, where did that come from? So my question would be, and this is so for our listeners and myself, if you thought for 1 second, because you can take your life in a split second, mm-hmm. 1 second that I wonder if they could be even thinking or heading down that path, where could one go to where they don't necessarily make a phone call? We can get to that the call and the hotline, but the website that might give you specific signs to look for.
There's many websites. The SPAN, the Suicide Prevention Action Network. You just go to Google and type in SPAN. And a huge amount of information. You can type in SOS suicide. They'll give you all kinds of warning, a list of warning signs and what to do. There's Assist is another program. And just about any target population will have a link to suicide and the warning signs.
Okay.
So there's a lot of information on the Internet.
Okay, and now you are teaching specific classes on February 17th here in Reading.
Yes.
And March 14th. Tell us about your classes.
The classes are great. The participations, some of the things that come back in the comments about these classes is a sigh of relief for folks that are in that stage, fear to talk about suicide. Say, thank you for letting us know it's okay to ask the suicide question. And comments have been that it's such an organized method. Even those folks that have been trained in intense suicide prevention find it helpful to reframe the process of getting an individual to talk about it, to rekindle the hope and get that individual into referral, because it is a systematic way of thinking that seems to work pretty well.
Now, this classes are open to parents, teachers, anybody.
Yes.
And, you know, individuals can go in there just to get the basics on this so that they can help their friends, their family.
Yes.
Or just acquaintances.
Yes, even. That's the whole idea of the reason why NAMI has adopted the QPR from the Paul Quinet Institute is for that reason. Because it is designed for the average citizen that knows nothing about it.
Let's go to the phones. Pat, good morning. Pat, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to say I've taken this course.
Uh-huh.
And so has my husband. But if it would have been around a few years ago, when I tried to take my own life quite a few times, I believe that I would have not attempted suicide.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
That's pretty powerful, Pat. So, you know, you obviously
here.
Recommend this.
Yes, I highly recommend this class.
So, and this is just, and in this class, you learn what to look for, also how to ask. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Pat, thank you so much for sharing that. Do you have anything else?
That's it.
All right.
Thank you so much
for listening and for your comments.
Is that Rich? That's what this is all about, is
yes,
outreach,
is.
Connecting. Your class on February 17th is from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Where can one take this class?
Where can one take it other than there?
No. Where's the class?
Oh, the class is at Northern Valley Catholic Social Services at 2400 Washington Street. The one on March 14th is at the Reading Public Library. in the community room. All we ask is that you call our NAMI office at 605-1647 and leave your name if we don't get an answer right away, because we are strictly volunteer. We don't get paid to do this. And at least reserve your seat.
Great. Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break. It's 42 degrees. The time is 8:29. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And again, we'll see you on the other side of ABC News with Diana Clayton. Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. You know that brown building up there in the Park Marina Circle? Right next to the Bead Man. They are our photographers of choice. Now, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. If you're looking for something to do on the 13th or the 14th, head out to Vintner's Cellar. That's right out, right there in California in Placer. And Dan and Julie are going to be taking photographs of you and could be your best friend, your significant other, your lover. I don't think they're doing dogs. But anyway, come by and take a picture, and they are the experts. And you can leave with a photograph, or they're going to put it on a bottle and take it home that night. So
it's a great
anyway,
deal.
We've got a great question to ask here. That's really been we've been pondering.
Diane, you know, we have after our last show we had concerning this, we've got a series of emails from people that had gone through an identity crisis in high school and after high school on sexual identity. And they said that there was other areas that they could go to also in this, you know, in the North State to talk to people that were going through the same thing. Are you? And I know you're aware of those.
I am aware of them. I know that the Stonewall Alliance Center does a great job. I think they've been around since 1994. And from... they have a website. Again, you can Google and type in Stonewall Chico, and they offer a great deal of information in that regard. There's also another group called the Trevor Project, and they're doing some things that also addresses the same group, and they've been around for quite a while. And on their website, you'll see that within that group that the suicide rate is 9 times higher than the average population.
And we're talking about those young people, you know, that are going through identity crisis on homosexuality.
Yes.
In fact, one of our callers last time said that her son had gotten to that point of attempting suicide because of that, and there was no place really, they had no idea, no place for him to go to. So,
well, this is, when you look at those websites, I think if you, and you look at the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and there's another group called PFLAG, which is Families and Friends and Loved Ones, and we work for the same kinds of things, but from a different aspect, and the common theme is differences not being accepted because of those differences, and that creates a great burden on those folks, and that can be get into stigma, discrimination, isolation, those kinds of things. And those are some of the things we need to recognize about the suicide warning signs. And there's many groups that talk about the population being higher. So, I mean, there's a huge amount of data online. And, again, I just wanted to come back quickly to the QPR method of identifying and being able to talk about suicide. And what we hope to see through this course that is designed for the average citizen is for a person to help this community by taking two and a half hours out of their schedule in the year and come and participate in that course, because we need to be, I think, proactive as a community. The agencies can't do it all, and this method does work. I've had some great responses as a result of it, so I really, really encourage it. What I'd like to see is one in every four families at least have this training.
Right. Again, the class is February 17th, 9:30 to 11:30 at
Northern Valley Catholic Social Services.
And you have a phone number.
And that would be the National Alliance of Mental Illness. Their office number is 605-1647.
And again, it's because it's volunteers. You may not get an answer right away, but they will get back to you, of course.
Right.
Now, you know, this brings up something, and sometimes you have epiphanies while you're on the show, is that in our website, which we get a lot of hits on our website, we don't have a page of events that are happening in our community. We were going to add that. And this is some of the things. This is perfect for that. So people can just go to the website, click on that, and be able to see those events that are happening in our community in that month and where to go to. Because we get so many of these, and we're going to be talking about some of these later on today also. We will have that up by the end of this week.
May I add just one last thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
A couple
last
things. Yes.
We've got a couple minutes left here in this segment.
One of the helpfulness about the QPR, because we worked with mental health to bring about a list of resources, because that's part of the QPR model, is the question, persuade, refer, and what is the plan of referral? And the question is, who do you make that first call to? And when you're in the throes of a crisis or in that situation, I would like to emphasize we have Helpline here that does a good job. We have the 23-hour crisis. We have the Shasta County Dispatch that have asking for crisis intervention team trained officers if need be. We have and we give out this information to our participants so that they are very much aware of what is in the community. And I think public health is trying to do a good job. Mental health is doing a good job.
Everybody is trying.
Everybody is trying. But the point I'm trying to make is we, too, as a citizen, have, I think, need to take a proactive and take the initiative to take a 2.5-hour class, whether it's QPR or any class. But the idea is to be knowledgeable in the same framework as you would a CPR or a Heimlich maneuver or something like that. And that is what this course is designed for. Again, it is not counseling, and it is designed to know how to talk about suicide and know how to rekindle the hope that is a common thread in all hopelessness. And we want to rekindle that hope because that is the common thing. No matter, suicide cuts across all age groups, cuts across all cultures, but the common thing is a sense of hopelessness.
You know, it's a shame that this gets the attention after something tragic has happened.
Yes.
In our community.
Yes.
This is something that should be pushed all the time, and I say pushed, the knowledge of what to do, what to ask, what to look for, should be something that like you said, it's people take CPR classes, people take the Heimlich maneuver. Mm-hmm. Classes, you take all types of first aid classes, yet, you know, because it's an uncomfortable thing, it's an uncomfortable subject, you don't take classes in it. But now, as you know, what we've done is right here in our community, we've got these classes going to be happening on February 17th. That's next week. We're going to talk about this again. You know, Diane's going to call in, just remind everybody on Friday when it's going to be. It's I don't think there's any cost for this. Is
no,
there?
It's
free.
Again,
it's free. It's
because the National Alliance of Mental Illness chose to adopt that. It isn't a volunteer corps. So we do teach it free.
Right. Well, we sure appreciate you being on the show today, Diane. And this is something, again, it's like our second show on it. And we think it's important enough. And the reason that Diane's on is because she sent us an email. This is what happens. We get our listeners will come to us on freefireradio.com, say, hey, look, this is an idea for, you know, this is an idea that for a show, or this is something I'd really like to talk about. You know, we get dozens of these. And so we try to put on our show what our audience wants. And this is obviously something that we needed to have on. So thank you very much.
And thank you so much.
You bet. This is Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We come back from a break, we've got a few other things that are going to rock and roll here.
Join
us on the other side.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott, right here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Well now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We are so behind this jewelry store. We love the products, and Valentine's Day. Check it out.
I've been checking it out lately. Okay, look, if you're listening, if you're heading north on I-5, there's a backup due to chains requirement. It's backed up to Shasta Lake Boulevard.
Wow.
So be prepared for a little bit of a wait there.
Shasta Dam Boulevard.
I'm sorry, Shasta Dam Boulevard. And where does it start at there, Frosty?
They were stopping traffic at Fondale. Which is about 10 miles north of Reading.
Okay. So you got like a 10-mile backup then?
Not probably, about, I don't know, 2-3 miles or so.
Okay, that's right, because it's above it. All right, so just be prepared and hope you have your chains.
On one hand, you don't mind being, late for work because of the snow, because we're so appreciative of the weather.
Of moisture.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you today?
Well, Carl, I just want to spread the word that the Missing in America Project will have a space or a booth at the Shasta Cascade Logging Conference this weekend.
Well, that's great. You know, people that aren't familiar with Missing in America Project, this was a project started by Fred Salanti, and I believe Fred's going to be on the show next week. We're going to talk about this. And what they do is they take the remains of those veterans that have never been claimed. And you would think, well, you mean never been claimed. That's right. Never been claimed by their families, or they were by themselves. And there's thousands of these remains. And so what the Missing in America Project does, and there's units of it all over the United States, they take these remains and they give the remains a ceremonial burial, with the honors that they deserve as being veterans. So this booth that you all have out there is for a big project that's coming up, isn't it, Rick?
Well, it's a combination. We need to spread the word about the MIAP, the Michigan America Project. And we're going to have a trip to Arlington. We're going to escort the remains of three heroes. Two were requested by family that just weren't able to get access to Arlington. One was a Buffalo soldier out of Arizona who received the Medal of Honor in 1890. He's been abandoned in a pauper's field for all these years. And a couple of years ago, somebody discovered what the situation was. And he'll join us in Topeka, Kansas, and we'll motorcycle on to Arlington.
Now, this is a movie.
We're gonna talk about this great ride that's gonna start here in May 21st when we have Fred on. But we're also gonna be talking, pushing it throughout the rest of the next few months until they leave. But this is a huge event, taking heroes clear across the United States to kind of draw attention to the fact that we have our veterans in many cases that are just in mortuaries vases or boxes, and they're just sitting there. And they've been there since, the 1890s?
Easily, yes. Mostly what I found lately in this area are 30 or 40 years old. But throughout the country, there are those that go back to the Spanish-American War.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, I have to tell you, good morning, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And this really warms my heart, and I'll tell you why. We are going to ride the Harley back down to Sacramento, and we're going to do the first leg, of course, leave Arco Arena to Elko, Nevada. My brother's getting married, otherwise we would make the entire run. But May 21st is my birthday, and I can't think of anything more I would like to do than to be in some kind of honor to show my honor for these people who put their lives on the line for me to be an American and have the freedoms and the life I've had. What a great way to say thank you.
And that's kind of what we're doing too.
Well, hey Rick, thanks a lot. And that's going to be this weekend at the
Shasta Cascade Logging Conference at the Anderson Fairgrounds.
There you go. So everybody stop by there and see the Missing in America Project. Hey, Rick, thanks a whole lot.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have people on the line, and we'll get to you as soon as this break's over.
Welcome back. I had headphones on that didn't work. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. How are you? It is a beautiful day, 44 degrees, 8:54, and we're going to take all the rain, aren't we, Carl? I want to remind you to go to freefireradio.com, check out our website, let us know what you think, and also we want to dispel. If you've ever heard some rumor on the street, forget about it. Country Kitchen is open and always has been, always will be. Country Kitchen is truly, I guess if I had to think hands down, my favorite place to have breakfast is Country Kitchen. So
starting their 16th year. Tom, good morning. We just got like a quick period of time here, Tom.
Okay, oh, me quick. Oh, boy.
yeah.
So has anybody ever sat to figure out, do the math on this stimulus package that comes out to about $3,000 a piece for every man, woman, and child?
I saw that, and that's just the stimulus plan, because now they're talking a couple extra $1 trillion in here, too.
Oh, I'm telling you, you know, there's no problems. The hopeless can't be made worse with more government. And what bothers me is all this big rush to pass it. It's like, you know, the devil's in the details on these things. So I'm wondering, maybe a public works project that might not, is there anything in there in that stimulus bill for pay for a rain dancer? I mean, that'd be just about as good as what that thing's going to do. And maybe we ought to build a pipeline from the Mississippi River to Shasta Lake, since it got so much rain back east. But the unemployed would probably starve to death while they're waiting for an environmental impact report to get through to be able to do something like that.
I tell you what, the only people, you know, and when they talk about, you know, relaxing these environmental studies, you know, of course, then people go, you know, into high hover over that one, Tom. Hey, Tom, this is something we're going to be talking about Friday, because Friday's going to be your day. So whoever gets there first gets it. All right. Thanks
a
lot.
Bye.
Okay. Two things are really frosting me today.
What's up your craw?
Okay. The sex offender subsidy is capped. I didn't know they were getting one. Sex offenders in the state get up to $800 a month. There's 69 of these offenders in Shasta County. They get $800 a month for housing and all that. Well, now they've just been restricted, and they're saying it's going to be capped after 60 days. They get 2 months of support.
Why?
Well, they're saying is that, you know, that the advocates for this say, well, it keeps them off the streets. Well, what about people that are working hard and aren't sex offenders that, you know, that lost their jobs or that they're, you know, eking out things? They don't get $800 a month from the state.
Put that money in REU.
And, yeah, for people that need it. The other thing, too, is, I mean, does that bother anybody? Bothers me. This is something we need to talk about later on this week. The other thing is it looks like we're going to have, according to the Shasta School Superintendent, Mr. Armelino, is that looks like we could lose a couple of hundred layoffs or going to lose a couple hundred jobs here at county schools because of the budget impasse, which, of course, still hasn't been signed. I think it's, what, day 98 without a budget. Now, I talked to Sam Onestad's office yesterday, and it appears that there may be some movement on this, that they may have this thing signed this week, because Schwarzenegger has said he is laying off 20,000 state workers come Friday if this thing hasn't been signed. Of course, and then there's lawsuits against Chung and then the Attorney General for not laying off their people on Fridays. So now it's going to be 20,000 workers going to be let loose, which is really going to help the economy also. You know, do you ever wonder if the clowns have somehow become in charge of the circus? That, you know, that when they're down there, that this just continuously is going to happen, that we haven't had a budget, we're not going to get a budget. And then if you go back to D.C., Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, what an arrogant ass this man is. He's from New York, and he says the taxpayers don't care about those little porky parts of the stimulus package. He used those words, oh, the little porky parts, that taxpayers don't care about that. Chuck, I'm a taxpayer. Frosty's a taxpayer. Linda's a taxpayer. We care. Is it because you don't care, Chucky? That's the problem. And you, unfortunately, are making the laws. You know, like Will Rogers said one time, when I make jokes, people laugh. When Congress makes jokes, they become laws. In this case, they become stimulus projects. Friday, open line. Anything you all want to talk about, whoever gets to the phone, gets to us first, you're the star. We'll do that all day Friday. Tomorrow, Rob Logan. attorney at law who's going to be answering all the generic questions that you may have, or even specific questions. He'll be here for the show to try and, again, you know, with all the things that are going on, if you've got a legal question, he'll be able to kind of maybe guide you in the right direction here. Some of the things we want to talk about, of course, by Friday, budget, or just anything you all want to talk about, because Free Fire Radio is your program. We just provide that conduit. So this is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?